Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. It's August 22nd, 2013. We have a full studio here with two special guests and my co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffo. But let me get a few announcements out of the way before we dig into John chapter 14. T-minus 2 days for our Great News Radio event. If you were tuned in for yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends, our special guest was Omer Eshel, Israel Tourism's Council Director. It was a wonderful interview. We had so much fun sharing about the land of Israel and bringing that biblical narrative alive. Omer is going to have a time of question and answer at Saturday's event. He's going to share about his love for God's Word and the land of Israel. Jason will be sharing. The band Northwind will present at 4:30. There'll be special music by Debbie Phillips. Free food, burgers and hot dogs and other fixins. Think about 60 people are going to bring a dish to pass. There'll be some giveaways. It's going to be a historic event you don't want to miss. And just so you know, some people have asked me, is this going to be a big sell on traveling to Israel with Great News Radio? I promise I won't spend more than 2 minutes addressing that, and I'll just say, hey, if you're interested in a trip to Israel, we're having two in 2014. Stop by that table and sign up or take some literature. That's about as much as I'll be pushing Israel. So you don't have to go on a trip to Israel to come to this event this Saturday, but you must RSVP to 217-367-7777. Reading from John chapter 14, beginning at verse 21. Whoever has my command and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Harold, I'm going to ask you in just a moment or two about those special words, these verses from the Father, all about love and the love that you've experienced through your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But Pastor Jason, how about introducing our special guests, or at least introduce Pastor Harold Green, and then we'll have him maybe share about his assistant, his trusted friend, his manager, his ministry laborer. So how about introducing Pastor Harold Green to our radio listening family?
Sure. You know, when I think about Harold, I think about this verse. It's in 1 John, and it says, We proclaim to you that we have seen and heard. And Harold has a ministry of music, and Harold is gifted when it comes to music. So we have seen and we have heard, so that you may also have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And we write this to make our joy complete. And you know, there's this idea that I think that we have in our culture where in order to be in union and fellowship, we have to sometimes be close, proximity-wise. And I count Harold as a dear friend, though I don't see him that often. But I know that he loves Jesus, and I know he loves God, and he's following the leadings of the Holy Spirit as evident in his life, especially in this season of life where he's stepping out in just trust and obedience. But we're in fellowship and unity together, common laborers for the gospel of Jesus, and I met Harold a number of years ago. He's leading worship at a large church in Peoria, and I can't even count the number of times that through Harold's ministry, I was ministered to, maybe a song that he was speaking. In fact, I could even chart it back to the moment where Jesus radically shifted my entire life and the call of ministry came upon my life. It was during a service that Harold was leading music in. And I have a picture in my office to prove it. So Harold has a more profound effect, I think, than he even knows. And so what I would like to do to my Great News Radio listening friends, and those of you who I know and I see all the time at all these different events and that, is I would like you to meet my friend, Harold Green, because you know what? One of the most exciting things in my life is when I can say, this person is my friend. I would love for you to meet them because I want everybody to meet my friend. So this is my friend, Harold Green.
And let me also say before we get you on, Harold, he's coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
In a couple of days, he's going to be here. And might you be at the Israel celebration?
Yet to be announced.
Okay.
Harold Green.
here in the flesh.
And so, the spirit.
And the spirit. Hey, Harold, why don't you tell the listener, maybe give them a little snapshot of your life. What brought you here today to this moment? Because you've been on quite a journey, haven't you?
Yes, I have. But may I share a Jason story first?
Oh, sure. Uh-oh. So, wait a second. Is my parole officer listening?
You know, being in the community of believers, you know, there's lots of different giftings and callings. But one of the ways I came to know Jason is that all the guys who share a heart for discipleship in the body really stand out to me. I can notice them immediately. And Jason really popped up on my radar when I noticed that about 50% of the guys I was ministering to, Jason was having coffee with. And I couldn't go out to Steak and Shake without seeing Jason in an adjacent booth doing life with these young guys and helping raise them up in the faith. So, you know, just really considered an honor to get to minister with Jason. And we actually spent a little time in a small group together.
Yeah. You know what? I think I even posted on Twitter or Facebook this morning that I truly believe that the truth and proof of our faith in Jesus Christ is how we build into the next generation and those people around us. If we truly believe who Jesus is, then we'll share it and we'll pour it into so that it can keep multiplying itself across history. So, and I count that about Harold. Harold, yeah. I think that it wasn't the running joke for a while that we were – one of us was each other's wingman somehow.
Yeah, right, right. That was the rumor, I think.
Yeah, I think that was the rumor. Now I have a, I'm sorry to tell you, but now I have a wing woman, Tasha.
Yeah, we talked about her last week.
She gets to be Goose.
So. Nice.
I also know, Harold, that you a couple days ago celebrated your 21st anniversary with Lori. Tell me a little about her and that love story.
Well, actually, just for the record, it was my 20th anniversary, but we celebrate our anniversary on the 21st. So, so this is the big 2-0. Yeah, I met Lori. She was in a musical. It was a high school musical. I was in the band. Both of my good friends who were also in the band knew her. And so I asked them, you know, is she an appropriate girl to ask out on a date?
Now, this is back, you're 16, 17, 18. Is this in high school?
I was in college at the time, and I was visiting. It was actually the high school I went to.
Okay.
And she was a senior in high school, and she was just beautiful. Just, I was captivated by her, but I wanted to make sure she, you know, I didn't want to take the energy if, you know, if things weren't right, but my friends both knew her and they gave her the thumbs up. So.
And are you a believer at this time? I mean, is this a point in your life where you're like, Lord, lead me to find somebody?
I wish I could say that was the place I was at, but, you know, she also has been a light in my life because she really held to the faith even in the years when I wasn't quite up to snuff.
And so 20 years now, and tell me something that you love most about her.
She's brilliant. She's a great communicator. And she really has a heart for people. She's very compassionate. You know, she was the one who introduced the idea of having a sponsored child in Africa that we do.
And you ended up with this miracle story because I believe your daughter, Ann Ashley, came about through prayer, but it was kind of a surprise. Tell us a little of that story.
Yep, she's 9 years old now, and we had been trying to have children for years and had been unsuccessful in conception. So we knew that we were supposed to have children, so we chose to kind of look toward adoption. And we were in the throes of that process when we discovered that she was pregnant. The miracle actually goes a little further than that, and this was our first introduction to the prophetic. We had no knowledge of this thing about the prophetic, but a lady came up to Lori about a year before she had Aunt Ashley and just out of the blue said, you're going to be holding your own baby in about a year. And, you know, it was a total stranger. She was out shopping and she was horrified. You know, she was like, you know, either you're the real deal or, you know, or this is totally inappropriate, you know, one of the two. And, well, praise God, it was the real deal because, indeed, we were holding our own child.
Well, there's a lot to that story because you're a pastor now and how God worked through that and brought you to himself. And I want to hear some of your testimony, and we want to carve out some time for you to play some live music for our Great News Radio listeners because you're going to be here this weekend. In fact, this Sunday, you're going to be at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. So let's do a little shout out now, and then we have another guest in the studio. So Harold, I'm going to have you introduce your assistant, your helper. But what's happening this Sunday, Jason, at your church?
Harold's going to come and he's going to bring the band, and Pastor Harold's going to lead worship at the 10:45 service. He's going to do all the music, and he and I are going to talk about that, I think, a little bit later in terms of what we're going to do that's going to be special. We're going to celebrate a baptism that day, so I love it. I count it a blessing that my friend Harold's going to be there to help us. We just proclaim that somebody has accepted Jesus as their Savior. And then Harold's going to come back that night with the band, and they're going to do a – I'm calling it a revival service. I'm sorry, but I've been reading the book of Acts, and I just think we need a revival. So, I mean, I look at those old Billy Graham videos, the big white tent. I need to call Dave Harriet and just get a big tent for the side of the church all the time. We'll just have tent revivals.
Hey, we'll still have the tent up from the Israel celebration.
Maybe you'll wake up the next morning, it'll be missing. It'll be over at my place. If not, we'll set up a bounce house, and it'll be kind of like a revival. Revival in the bounce house. But we're going to do a revival service. We're going to call it Worship in Word. So Harold's going to share his heart through music and probably through some words that God gives him. And then at the same time, I'm going to share a message out of Philippians chapter 3 about pressing on, pressing in, and pressing through in a world where we're being given a different message.
And that'll be Sunday night?
That'll be Sunday night at 7 p.m.
So is that a free concert?
A free concert. We want everybody to come out. Once again, another opportunity. Maybe you attend a different church on Sunday morning, and we want you to be loyal, faithful, and loving to your church family, those people who you're following Jesus with together. But we would count it a pleasure and just a great opportunity for you to come out that Sunday night to meet my friend Harold, to be able to worship with him, to be able to hear his heart. And then from there, maybe God will speak to your heart. Harold's ministry is a traveling ministry, and I'd love for Harold to kind of describe to us what that is. But this is a great opportunity for those in the Champaign area who maybe are trying to figure out what worship looks like in their church or trying to understand what worshiping the Lord looks like in a Colossians 3:23 way where everything we do is worship. And Harold is so gifted at being able to articulate that, show that, and then being able to lead us through that. So maybe, Harold, you could tell us a little bit about what God's doing in your heart in terms of that ministry.
It's really cool that you used the word revival, and we hadn't even talked about this. But I spent the last few days in prayer and went up to Starved Rock and just spent some alone time with the Lord. I wanted to help articulate what it is that He's calling us into. And so to incite revival in the church was the first words that I believe that
Reading from your journal, so you've written this out because He's impressed this on your heart to be about bringing revival or
That's initiating revival? That's the exact words that He gave me. It was to incite revival in the church by leading people into the holy presence of our living and active God who alone has the power to change us.
Yeah, and I think I've shared on the air many times, and our church is slowly going through the book of Acts, verse by verse, chapter by chapter.
Not quite as slow as on the radio
on
Fridays.
Not quite as slow as on the radio. But up in the pulpit, I don't have a partner in crime, so it can go a little faster there. I'm more in control. But as I read the book of Acts, I'm blessed by the words in the book of Acts, blessed by looking at the lives of these people in the church. And then I'm also slightly frustrated because in the book of Acts, the church prays and it is shaken. The persecution comes, and Peter and Paul and the different people, they stand and they stand and they preach the word boldly. And they're like, I don't even care. Get the stones ready. Throw me off a cliff. Who cares? I'm preaching Christ and Him crucified. Right. And I look around at the church today and I go, where is that? Where are those people? Instead, we're trying to be God's editor instead of God's messenger. Somebody forwarded me a YouTube video of Billy Sunday revival, tent revival from the 20s or 30s. And I'm watching this video. Like, at first I turn on, I'm just like, YouTube video. And all of a sudden I'm like captivated because I'm going, wait a second. This is the book of Acts today. Mm. I mean, this guy's like, Jesus. And boom, people are like, And there's not enough water to get them all in at one time. Right. And you're like, this is the book of Acts. Yeah. And somehow we've missed it, and we need to reclaim it. You know what? We need to go and talk to Billy Graham, but not so we can go like, oh, Billy, you know, we don't need to do a pilgrimage to the house of Billy. Instead, I want to ask Billy Graham what was happening. And I think I already know, because when I was at Wheaton, and sorry for the rabbit trail, but when I was at Wheaton, I went to the Billy Graham Museum. Mm-hmm. And I saw this mail. They have all this mail there that Billy Graham got sent while he was in ministry. And they have envelopes where he replied back. You know, in the letters that he replied back to people when they wrote to him, he never wrote Billy Graham. He never, the envelope doesn't say any Billy Graham in there anyway. In the corner, it says, God's man. Mm. And I go, that's what we're missing. The humility and submission to say that it's not even, I don't even include my name. I'm just God's man.
And I want to get back to the word you used where the building was shaken. And you talked about this on the air. Maybe it was a real physical moving or just the physical moving in people's hearts, or they were just shaken by the truth. Just the declaration of God's word being preached and proclaimed had a profound impact where they were shaken to the heart.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what I would love? I would love maybe if Harold shared one of his songs with us, because I don't know about the rest of you yet, but when Harold does some of his music, I'm definitely shaken by that. So maybe Pastor Harold will give us a little shaking that some of us desperately need today.
All right, this is, in a lot of ways, this song helps kind of articulate what my ministry is about, and that is being transformed by the love of Jesus. And that scripture we read earlier was kind of like my encounter moment with God, where I realized that He wanted to make His home in my heart. And He showed me my life in a vision like a movie reel, and I could see all the times in my heart I had turned away from my Lord. All the time that I had chosen anger and unforgiveness instead of grace. And all the times that I had walked in a way that was displeasing to Him. But it wasn't the voice of condemnation. It didn't feel like God was pointing His finger at me and condemning me. It felt like, okay, this is where you went wrong, son. Now I need you to walk the right way. And I believe, you know, as we encounter God, and, you know, earlier I heard Jason talking about conviction, that He convicts our hearts and helps us live the right way. So this song is You Are My God. This is the place I come when my heart is heavy. This is the place I come to be with You. This is the place I go when I am thirsty, thirsty to know more about Your truth and Your Spirit fills all of me, and Your Spirit brings me to my knees. You are my God, my Savior, my friend and my guide. You are my life's Redeemer. In You alone I'm satisfied. You are my God. This is the place I come when my heart is heavy. This is the place I come to be with You. This is the place I go when I am thirsty, thirsty to know more about Your truth and Your Spirit fills all of me, and Your Spirit brings me to my knees. You are my God, my Savior, my friend and my guide. You are my life's Redeemer. In You alone I'm satisfied. You are my God, and I will wait on You. I will stand on Your mercy and Your truth, and You will be there. I know You always are, and I will find You, and I will find You. And Your Spirit
fills all of me and your spirit, which brings me to my knees. You are my God, my Savior, my friend and my guide. You are my life's Redeemer. In you alone I'm satisfied. You are my God.
Well done. In case you just tuned in, you're listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. That was Pastor Harold Green, who's coming to our area. In fact, this Sunday, he'll be at the Community Evangelical Free Church for their 10:45 service. So maybe your church has an early service. Go to that. Go to your Sunday school class and zip over to the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, right on Route 47. And then he'll return with his band that night at 7 p.m. It's a free concert. But more than that, it's going to be a revival. Jason will divide God's word and share some thoughts that'll bring us closer into that relationship with Almighty God. Bring a friend, bring a neighbor, bring somebody that's maybe never been to church before that loves some good music and might be open to hearing a message from God for them. So we hope many of you will come out. Oh, so much more to share and say, Harold, and we didn't even get to introduce your assistant, Randy, so we're going to have you both back for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. We're going to talk about some more of your faith journey, some of the ways God's been at work in the many days. We're going to have you present another song and share some more about that great passage out of John 14. We never even really got to talk much about that portion of love and understanding Jesus' love, but we'll have you back and we'll share some more about that. So thanks for coming out to the home studio here and sharing your ministry of music. Is there a website for our listeners that might want to find out a little more about your ministry work?
Yes, on Facebook we have a page, a Greenhouse Ministries, and green is with an E on the end.
So GreenHouse
Ministries.
So Greenhouse Ministries, they can search for that. And then do you have a Twitter account or something?
Yeah, it's Greenhouse MIN.
Greenhouse MIN, and the green is GreenN
and E.
Okay, yeah. I have it right there. And I have my readers. GreenE. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo and Pastor Harold Green. And tomorrow we're going to be introduced to Randy Emmert. So be sure to tune in at the same time for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This program is archived, and also tomorrow's will be archived once broadcast. So stop by greatnewsradio.org. Have a great day, everyone.